The New York Times reports today that the Bush administration is developing a detailed plan on how to govern Iraq in a post-Saddam Hussein era. According to the Times, Iraq would, in the initial phase, be administered by an American military commander, modeled after the post-war U.S. occupation of Japan. The report comes during a week when analysts questioned whether the Bush administration had such a plan. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
There are many questions about what will happen in Iraq if Saddam Hussein is removed from power. Analysts here in Washington say the Bush administration must try to answer the questions. They say the failure to articulate a clear vision for what the United States will try to achieve in Iraq jeopardizes U.S. troops in the region, relations with allies, and the stability of Arab governments. Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the White House has issued nothing but generalities about the need for unity in Iraq and some form of democracy.
Unfortunately, the very word democratization has lost its meaning in the Middle East. It's seen almost as a form of imperialism. The United States going in to reshape the governments of Arab states to really impose its own cultural values and economic system.
Cordesman says the Bush administration needs to talk about what will be done to maintain peace in Iraq after Saddam is gone, and what will be done to assist economic recovery. The administration, he says, must emphasize a U.S. commitment to the long-term process of rebuilding a nation in a way that serves Iraqi interests.
From the viewpoint of, I think, Europe and the Middle East, there's only one person who can deliver that message now, and that's the President of the United States. And he has a lot of reassuring to do, because within the region, there is one conspiracy theory after another, and every day of silence simply makes the situation worse.
Retired General Anthony Zinni warns that the mood among Arab populations, what's known as the Arab Street, is the worst that he's experienced in 12 years. Zinni is former commander of U.S. forces in the Persian Gulf and a Bush administration envoy to the Middle East.
I'm amazed at people that say that there is no street. It won't react. I'm not sure which planet they live on. It is explosive. Almost anything could touch it off.
Zinni also warns that the transition to a new government in Iraq is going to be very difficult, with a strong likelihood of violence.
There are 98 opposition groups, the last time I counted. As a matter of fact, I think it's increased a little bit. If you believe they're all going to rush to the palace, hold hands, and sing Kumbaya, I doubt it.
Chaz Freeman, president of the Middle East Policy Council and ambassador to Saudi Arabia during the Persian Gulf War, says the administration should enlist the help of other governments in the burden of post-war peacekeeping and reconstruction. But the administration, Freeman says, has failed to do that.
This leaves the United States as the focal point for all of the animosity and suspicion that invasion and conquest and occupation of an Arab country will inevitably entail.
Administration officials have used post-war Germany and Japan as examples of what could be achieved in Iraq. But in both of those cases, the U.S. occupation was conducted with the blessings of American allies. Ambassador Freeman warns that a unilateral occupation is unlikely to achieve its objective.
There's something inherently illegitimate about one country conquering another and then proposing to remake it in a new image.
Ambassador Freeman says the Bush administration needs to do some serious planning, explain what it wants to do, and give some reassurance to the Iraqi people.
That what is going on is not simply the conquest of their country and its subjugation by Americans, and use the planning and the vision as a basis for enlisting the support of other democratic countries and countries in the region in a long-term effort to produce a more decent society in Iraq and a more responsible form of government.
Anthony Cordesman says the Bush administration needs to act quickly.
It's not how we fight the war that's going to determine how we're judged, but how we fight the peace.
Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.